Right now, it's Saturday in Taiwan, and the polls are open. Voters there are picking a president, and the race is too close to call. One thing you can say about Taiwan's election, it looks a little like the one happening here in November. The World's Mary Kay Magstad has a story.
The president is well-spoken, well-educated, studied law at Harvard, came to office with a big majority who had high hopes he'd turn things around. But support has slipped, and complaints have grown about how he hasn't done enough to help the economy in general, and ordinary people in particular. President Obama, you can relax. This story is not about you. It's about Taiwan's incumbent, Ma Ying-jeou. He defends his record.
I have actually accomplished a lot in the last 4 years.
Like calmed down tensions with China, opened up direct flights, signed new trade agreements, created jobs, lowered inflation, boosted economic growth, and worked to clean up corruption. So he's asking for another term.
In the first 4 years, the strategy is to reorient Taiwan back to the right track. And the idea for the second 4 years is to move forward to greatly transform Taiwan. I think I have largely accomplished what I have described.
It seems many Taiwanese think differently. The challenger is Tsai Ing-wen of the Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, and she has almost as much support as the incumbent. Her spokeswoman, Xiaobi Kim, says it's about the economy.
Benefits have not been adequately distributed in our society over the last few years. For example, we have experienced a GDP growth rate. However, we believe that the benefits or the wealth created, the growth created, is concentrated only among a few select businesses or interest groups.
For me, I think 4 years is not enough.
Alice Chen is talking about both Ma Ying-jeou and Barack Obama. She lives in Seattle and has dual Taiwanese and U.S. citizenship. So she'll be voting in two presidential elections this year.
I don't really focus on party. I look at the policy. Obama's first term, I didn't vote for him. I vote for a more experienced McCain. But since Obama's point is take care of everybody, everybody should have a health insurance. And he tried. But, you know, being in the political world is so difficult. Then I realized I need to support him because I like his policy.
Same with Ma Ying-jeou, she says. Alice Chen's brother, Kenan Zhang, strongly agrees.
After Ma Ying-jeou takes power, then between Taiwan and China, we don't worry about a war.
He says Taiwan's last president, Chen Shui-bian from the DPP, played a dangerous game of brinksmanship with China, which hurt Taiwan's economy. He worries about what another DPP president might do. But many DPP supporters worry that President Ma may give mainland China too much and erode Taiwan's autonomy in the process. On the way to a rally for President Ma, I bump into a DPP supporter.
I want to see how many people.
And then he's going to move on to see his preferred candidate, Tsai Ing-wen.
I hope the woman president.
A woman president?
Yeah. Because woman is better.
And he thinks President Ma is too beholden to elites and special interests, even if he does give him credit for working out a more constructive relationship with China. At the rally, a packed crowd gives Ma credit for that and more.
I have a confidence in Ma. He's been doing very well in the past 4 years, and he got a bigger horizon, open-minded.
Karen Zhuo is another Taiwanese-American who's returned to vote. Her father was in Chiang Kai-shek's army and went with him from China to Taiwan in 1949. For most of the time since, China's insistence that Taiwan is a province that must reunite with the motherland has kept Taiwan on edge. The past 4 years have been different. The demand hasn't gone away, but it's been muted. So, in this election, voters can afford to think more about domestic issues and about Taiwan's future for its own sake. Whoever wins tomorrow, that's no small accomplishment. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Taipei.